This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, we'll consider God's answer to the most perplexing question of the heart, from Job chapters 25 through 28. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A few years ago, I saw an interview with actress Sally Field. She had just made a movie that was doing very well, and the interviewer was going on and on about how great her career was. She had won an Oscar. She was accepted by her peers. She had a great family, all kinds of stuff. And then she stopped and looked straight into the camera and said, "But you know, ever since I was a little girl, I've had a yearning. And I don't know what I'm yearning for." Well, I believe the yearning of which she spoke is a modern reflection of the ancient question we find in Job chapter 25, verse 4, "How then can man be justified with God?" It is a deep and profound question being asked by men and women in every corner of the world, and their attempts to find an answer run the gamut from materialism to pagan rituals. But the anxious question remains, how can a man be justified with God? The answer is found in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, where Paul says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, the word that Paul uses here is not a religious term, but a legal term. Justification is the legal act of God by which God simply declares the sinner righteous based on the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. There was a time in my life when I was single. Then one day, in a small church in my hometown, I stood hand in hand with my bride-to-be, and the minister declared, "I now pronounce you man and wife." And in a split second, my legal standing was changed. I was no longer single. I was legally married, and have been for over 40 years. And it all happened when the minister declared it so. So when a person turns to Jesus Christ in repentance and faith, God at that moment declares him righteous in his sight based on the perfect righteousness of Christ and the sinner's new relationship with him. Have you ever found the answer to the yearning in your own heart? Let me encourage you to take that step of faith and commitment right now, wherever you are. Just acknowledge your sin to Christ, ask his forgiveness, and invite him to be your Savior and Lord. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's monthly devotional guide. Daily Walk is filled with practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, how to win the battle for your mind, from Job chapters 29 through 31, on Daily Discipleship.